back, everyone. Negler's Never Right, episode 3. Here we go. I gotta let everyone in on a little secret here. We've reached a milestone at Negler's Never Right. Only the third episode in, and we've had our first guest cancellation. That's right. I had someone booked already, all teed up, ready to go this morning, and canceled on me. Can't tell you how excited I am, how proud I am to have met this threshold head-on, scrambled to book another guest, and that's what I've done. Let's talk to him. You know him. He's the NFL insider for ESPN. He's taken a few minutes to talk to us while he strides across the campus there in Bristol. It's Mr. Adam Schefter. All right, we're here. Negler's Never Right. Here with NFL insider for ESPN, Adam Schefter, live from the Bristol campus. How are you doing today, Adam?
Aaron, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Exciting time. A lot of stuff going on in the NFL. I guess that's always the case, isn't it?
Yeah, you know better than anybody. What do you make of... I found your tweet after the Tim Tebow news very interesting in regards to the circus-like atmosphere that is perceived to travel along with him. And you took a little umbrage at that in regards to everything with the NFL is overblown. Everything with the NFL is under a hyper-microscope. I couldn't agree more with that sentiment, and I'm glad that someone kind of pushed back against that narrative.
Well, you know what? I actually was driving to ESPN on Monday morning, and people were talking about, oh, the circus it's going to bring. And I thought to myself, you know, people thought, well, ESPN's the ones that make it that way. Whatever, that's fine. Maybe they do, maybe they don't. But they're talking about the Tim Tebow situation being a circus-like atmosphere. I'm saying, what isn't a circus-like atmosphere with the NFL? Like, they released a schedule, and they're having specials.
I was just going to say, yes, exactly.
Okay, I mean, the draft next week, is that not a circus? The mini camps, throwing camps, visits of prospects that are the most meaningless things in my mind, that's a circus, right? I mean, if somebody shows up in a city, I had people, reporters from Chicago calling me to find out when Jameis Winston was arriving, is that not a circus? I mean, we could go on and on with the NFL. Everything the league does because of the way it's structured and set up is circus, and that's fine. Like, listen, we're all a part of that. You cover and talk about the NFL. Right. I cover and talk about it. I'm not complaining about it. Just pointing out that's the world we live in. That's all.
Absolutely.
It's all good.
Absolutely. Speaking of, you know, the draft coming up, are you disappointed it's not in New York? Or are you excited that, you know, it seems like they're going to start going on the road a bit here year in and year out?
Yeah. Well, I live in New York, and I went to school in Chicago for a year. So I love New York, and I love visiting Chicago. And so, to me, to get to go to Chicago for a week at the end of April to do this, I've got no issues with that. I think it's exciting. I think it'll breathe a little bit of life into the event, not that it needed it. But, you know, it's something different, and it's something that's exciting, and something that's new. I know they're going to L.A. I would think they're going to L.A.
Right.
Next year, that would seem to be the logical step. I think everybody would expect that, particularly with a franchise likely to be there for the 2016 season. So it only makes sense if they're doing the owners' meetings outside of L.A. next year. I would think that they'll do the draft in L.A. next year. We're going to be doing a lot of traveling to L.A. over the next year. But, you know, Chicago's a great city. The draft was last there in, what, 64. To me, it's one of my favorite cities in the entire country, one of my favorite cities in the world.
Yep, me too.
And, you know, it's a different venue. It's not as spacious and as big as Radio City Music Hall, and I think that the league's going to have to make changes and adjust to that. Like, I know that I think the teams that field calls to make the picks, tournament picks on the phones, I think they're going to be set up outside the auditorium this year.
Oh, really?
I believe that to be the case. Again, I've never been to the venue. I've heard that.
Right.
We'll see what it's like with it, but I just think it's going to be a different, smaller, more intimate-like environment. At least that's what I'm expecting going in.
Yeah, you never know. I mean, my big change, I guess, this year we'll hear Bears fans booing rather than Jets fans booing. So that's
Well, certainly miss the New York gallery. There's nobody like those fans when the Jets or Giants are on the clock and they go nuts.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's
certainly great theater. And, you know, Midwestern people are not as blunt and as direct as East Coast people.
As a Midwesterner, I can confirm that report. Talking about the draft.
As a guy who grew up in the East Coast and went to school in the Midwest and lived in the Midwest, so can I.
Looking at the draft, at the top of the draft, obviously a lot of smoke around that number two pick and the Titans and possible arrangement with the Chargers. I find that fascinating. Obviously, we're 9 days out, 8 days out now. What are you hearing up there? Is there some validity to this? Is there chatter around that, or is this more just
smoke?
No,
I think the first key spot in the draft is the number two pick. I mean, I think there's a widespread expectation. You know, if everything holds form, I still think Tampa takes Winston. And if Tampa takes Winston, then there's one more first-round quarterback there to be had. And there are too many teams that need quarterbacks. So I would think that there'll be a lot of teams getting the Titans on the phone to try to make a deal to see if they can be the team that gets Marcus Mariota. And again, you know, is that San Diego? Do the Chargers decide they want to move ahead? Most NFL teams, people on teams, they're not thinking about the future. They're thinking about winning now. And so you and I could think and say, if it were us and it were my franchise and I could procure the quarterback position for the next 15 years with Marcus Mariota at the expense of a proven Pro Bowl quarterback who's a tremendous individual, I think you certainly would consider doing that. I don't think the Chargers are real gung-ho on it. At least they weren't. At the time of the owners' meetings, I remember speaking to some people out there, and they thought it was more of a media fabrication, concoction. But, you know, things change leading up to the draft, and we'll see if their stance changes and whether or not they decide that that's worth doing.
Absolutely. I was talking to Adam Schefter here on Nagler's Never Right. Adam, you're an absolute legend for joining me even for a few minutes. One last question before I let you go. Heading into the 2015 season, we have, you know, obviously, one part of that smokescreen around the number two pick and the Chargers is their possible move to L.A. A while ago, I think a year ago, Roger Goodell had mentioned that he foresaw two teams ending up in L.A. Do you still think that's a realistic ending?
Well, I know this. There are enough people that have brought that up. And the idea that they want two teams there, they think two teams can be there, there are three teams vying to be there. I don't know exactly how it's going to work out. I can say this. I would be shocked if there's not at least one team in L.A. in 2016. And then I'd say this, that market's gone without an NFL team for an awfully long time. And it'd be nice for them to get a team. We're talking about two teams. That's like, you know, sitting down with your parents, you know, when they're angry. You know, can I get two? Let's start with one dessert, okay? And then finish your one dessert, and we'll get to the second dessert afterwards, okay? I don't know what the cookies and the cake and the ice cream. Just have one of them right now, and then we'll get to the second one after. I think it's a little bit like that. I think that's a little bit right now. I have a question. Did you say the man who is never right? Never right?
Nagler's never right. That's me.
No, you're the man who's never right? Okay,
that would be me. That's why I talk to people like you.
That's funny. Okay. Well, I'm glad that moniker wasn't reserved for me. Thank you.
Never, Adam. All right, man. You're absolutely fantastic for jumping on such short notice. Thank you so much. Have a great time at NFL Insiders. We'll be watching your stuff at ESPN.
You got it, Aaron. I appreciate you having me. Thanks very much, and enjoy the draft next week.
Thanks. You too, buddy. Talk to you later.
You got it. Take care.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. ESPN NFL Insider Adam Schefter rocking it as he walks across the campus there at Bristol. It's how we do it here at Nagler's Never Right. Somebody cancels, we just roll with the punches. We go get somebody else. Thanks a lot for listening. More to come real soon. Thanks for checking us out on CheeseheadTV.com. We'll also throw it up on SoundCloud. Keep checking back. More to come prior to the draft. Talk to you soon.